A lot of people have tried and failed to make significant changes to Michigan's auto insurance system. Michigan drivers pay some of the highest premiums in the country. Enter Detroit businessman Dan Gilbert. The billionaire chairman of Quicken Loans says he's ready to take the issue to voters in the form of a ballot proposal if the state legislature doesn't take action soon. For more on Gilbert's plans, I'm joined by Detroit Free Press columnist Nancy Caver. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, Doug.
So the auto insurance rates are high, and it's nothing new here in Michigan, but part of that is the requirement that Michiganders carry unlimited medical coverage as part of their insurance. What does Gilbert want to do about that?
Gilbert worked last year with Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan's plan that would have changed the level of coverage that is offered for Detroiters by removing some of that unlimited medical coverage component. Insurance. That's what Mike Duggan calls the set of reforms he proposes for car insurance, which would apply to everybody, of course, not just Detroit. And I think we're going to see another run at this legislatively, but now Dan Gilbert, the Quicken Loans founder, has gotten into this fray by saying that if the legislature doesn't tackle this, he's going to push this ballot initiative that would reform car insurance. And so that's a big new development and a little bit of a, I don't know, is it a threat or a promise hanging over lawmakers' heads if they don't get this handled?
In the first go-round for Mayor Mike Duggan last year for this D insurance proposal that he pushed and ultimately failed, he had a partner in Republican Speaker of the House, Tom Leonard. It didn't get through. Do you think there's a chance we see something with maybe Leonard involved in this lame duck session before the legislature ends this term?
That would not be surprising. Lame duck is, for the last several years, has been a time where all kinds of proposed legislation comes fast and furious. And will it revive this time? I don't know. What I would like to see is Brian Kelly, who's the lieutenant governor who ran for the Republican gubernatorial nomination, had a lot of really good ideas around reforming car insurance that didn't rely on removing this controversial and polarizing no-fault portion. There's a lot of stuff that we can do to contain these costs. We can have a set fee schedule that will determine how much medical services cost underneath the coverage provided by no fault. I am normally very, very skeptical of any time a government agency says that they will substantially bring down costs by eliminating fraud. But when it comes to no fault, there is a cottage industry of attorneys and medical clinics that have sprung up. And I think that there is a greater latitude to try to maybe eliminate some fraud and bring down costs by that. But another thing is that in states where there is a commission that reviews insurance rates before insurance companies can charge them, insurance seems to cost less. There's just a lot more options out there than seem to be a part of this conversation.
Nancy, in many ways, Dan Gilbert has been the face of the revitalization in downtown Detroit. He's bought a ton of real estate downtown, done a lot of projects that have, in some ways, helped to attract employers. But in this auto insurance debate, what do you see as being in it for him? Why is this so high on his priority list right now?
Man, if I could tell you the answer to that, I mean, if I can wildly speculate, you know, he has really tried to incentivize his employees to move into the city. And the cost of high insurance is high everywhere in Michigan. It's incredibly high in Detroit. And it's a deterrent for a lot of people. It is, you know, no less a deterrent for people who have lived here a long time. But, you know, another phenomena is that a lot of folks who are moving into the city don't officially live in the city because they prefer to keep their address officially at a family member's house somewhere in a suburb with more affordable car insurance. That's not only, you know, illegal, it also means that they're not paying city taxes, that they're not voting in city elections. And, you know, you're essentially camping out when you're doing that. You're not fully living in a city and participating as a resident. That's not a good thing either.
Nancy Caffer is a columnist for the Detroit Free Press. You can find her work in the opinion section at freep.com. Nancy, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Doug.